We've got John Bishop in studio. Comedy man tonight, World Trade Center. It's called Winging It Tour. The winging, are you winging it right now? Is this the show?
This is it. This is just the show, yeah. What I do is I walk on stage with three people who I don't really know very well, and we just wing it.
Yeah, I like it.
This is the show right now. Yep. This is Big Rossi, obviously. He gets, when there's someone that he really likes,
yeah,
he gets awkward. He doesn't stop moving.
What? Yep.
Like, you just watch him now. Yep. The fold of the arms.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay still here.
But that means that if he does stand still, I'm going to think he doesn't like me anymore.
So he gets, when he heard that you were in the building, he was like, guys, John Bishop's here. I've got to get him. He's really excited about this.
Yeah, because I follow you on Instagram, and I enjoy watching your stories and stuff. And obviously, you know, me and you, we grew up together. We worked in the same radio station. And
so he doesn't remember me, though. We did work in the same radio station.
Do you remember Big Rossi at all?
Of course I remember Big Rossi.
That's a lie. That's the biggest lie.
He used to do the Bishop's Sunday service. I was never in on a Sunday.
I used to do a show once a week called the Bishop's Sunday service, which really was winging it.
Good name.
Like, I've come in and used a slick, even though you can't pronounce the name of songs. you know what you do, but I honestly, God, it was just like, it was like a kid on toys. I didn't know what to do.
They just gave you the radio station, like, for the Sunday morning.
Yeah, because nobody was bothered to was listening.
What it was, it's a big tower. I've showed you the photos before.
Yes.
And people used to come in for these tours of the tower.
Yeah.
And he'd just get them on, just like chatting to people.
I've got to tell
security
you
guards, everyone.
Because it was a tower, you could see around, and it was a brilliant, brilliant place to do. So they do these guided tours, and I was like, oh, come on. So we got this lad on, and this is kind of funny and sad all at the same time. So we got this lad on, and he said, there was like a group of 12, and I said, has anyone been in a radio station before? You know, the record was playing. This lad said, no, I've always wanted to. I said, great, you've always wanted to. I said, get on the microphone. So he gets on the microphone.
Yeah.
I said, what's your name? He said, Kevin. I said, Kevin, you've always wanted to. He said, yeah. Always wanted to be in a radio station. I said, how old are you? He said, 22. It's like a dream come true. I said, brilliant. I said, where did you come today? He said, because I'm just doing my bucket list. I said, what? He said, well, I've been told that I've only got 6 months to live. And this is live on air. I went,
oh my God.
Right, well, if you got a particular song you'd like us to play.
Oh no.
I just didn't know how to get out of it. And it ended up being a lovely moment where he was just saying, you know what, this is brilliant. And then I got talking about everyone should do a bucket list anyway.
Oh my gosh.
But then he got to pick a song for his auntie who was in the room who'd done it for him. Everyone was crying. And then, you know, and then you'll have to come out of that and go, anyway, and here's an ad. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, did you stop taking random people on your show?
No, because it enhanced it.
Yeah, so you never knew what you were going to get.
No.
Man, tonight at the Trade Center, tickets are still available if you want to get them. You're literally flying in for one night. You've just flown in, like, late last night. You're doing the show tonight, then you're back out again. Rossi's telling me this story about you. I'm obviously from Australia. You drove.
No, not drove.
No, you went from Liverpool.
Australia to Liverpool on your bike, right?
Yeah.
On a what, a push bike or a motorbike?
On a push bike.
How'd you get past? There's a bit of water.
Well, I flew that way. I cheated a bit.
Did you just go business class the whole way, but just put the bike in the garage?
In 1992, I didn't know business class existed.
Wow. So you rode your bike from, where did you start off in Australia?
Sydney. Starts off in Sydney and went up the coast all the way up to Cairns, and then went from Cairns to Bali, did a bit around Bali, and then went to Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand.
Why?
Bangkok, through India.
Why?
Because I was going out with a girl who wanted to get married, and I didn't. And then I needed a reason, a life reason. So I said, look, I've got one big adventure in me. I'm going to do it for charity and all this. And then I left.
John, there's an easier way. Yeah. You just break up with the girl.
I know,
but it's not going to work out.
It took me 10 months, and when I got home, I married her.
Because
after 10 months on a bike, I would have married anyone. I'll be honest.
Are you still with her?
Still with her, yeah.
That's amazing.
That lasted. Well done, man. And last thing before we get you out of here, I know you're busy. I have been forced, I don't know football, I'm forced to go for Everton. Because of this guy.
Well, why are you not forced?
He's told me because you got to go for Everton. I'm an Evertonian.
I'm an Evertonian.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Is this the Australian accent?
Who do you follow? Liverpool.
He's a massive Liverpool fan. He's played in the team.
You're from Liverpool. Why don't you go for Liverpool? I don't understand this.
Yeah, why don't you go for Liverpool if you're from Liverpool? Why are you picking that team that's not from Liverpool? Well, that's from that place, Everton.
Everton is.
Tell you a little story about Everton. They were created first. We sold our ground to Liverpool. That's where Liverpool are right now.
But yeah. Aren't Everton from Liverpool?
So you got seconds of.
Right? I'm confused.
So what happens, right? Everton started and then they found out it wasn't very good. You know, like, you know when you make some invention and then you create something after the back of it?
Right.
That's like saying, you know, the Wright brothers created the plane, we should fly in that. Yeah, no, you get better.
Right.
So they moved and then Liverpool started. And then Liverpool won things and then you end up with a thing called Bitter Blues, which is the Everton supporters who are constantly off. You must be doing your head in that you've had a good run of five games. You've got nothing to complain about.
Well, let's not mention the match the other night, eh?
This is great. This would be radio. If I was in the UK right now doing radio, this is what it would sound. I love this.
This is what it would sound like. People talking about games they weren't playing in.
Yeah, right. And so passionate. Go see him, John Bishop. He's here tonight. It's called Winging It Tour at the Trade Centre. Where do we get our tickets from? I don't have any. Do you know where we get the tickets from, Pete? Where is it?
DXB Laughs.
DXB Laughs. Go and get your tickets. This guy's an absolute legend. Follow him on Instagram, JohnBish100. Are you active on Instagram? Is it you?
Okay. No, it's me. It's just me on the Instagram and the Twitter and all. I don't know what else ever does it. So if you do see a photograph, it's generally me who took it. Okay. I don't have a team of people going, oh, well, let's take a photograph of what someone's having for breakfast and put it on Instagram and pretend John's eating healthy food.
I love it. John Bishop, thank you so much for popping through.
Good.